You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. This technique always works. Well, except for when it didn't. Confirmation bias in the martial arts. It alternately irritates and amuses me when people make broad sweeping statements about what they perceive to be, quote, weaknesses, unquote, of science. Statements like, science doesn't know everything, or science makes mistakes too, or science is biased. These are just a few examples of what you might hear. Such statements betray a lack of understanding of what science is, and especially of what science is not. Ascribing human characteristics like knowledge, memory, ego, opinions, fallibility, or an agenda is like ascribing such characteristics to your toolbox. Imagine hearing, your toolbox makes mistakes, or your toolbox can't fix everything. Most of these complaints about science are better directed, if at all, at some scientists, who are, after all, imperfect humans, with imperfect human brains. Scientists indeed don't know everything. If they did know everything, they would find themselves out of a job. This common straw man argument is frequently used by people with an anti-science bias. It makes no more sense to complain that scientists don't know everything than it does to complain that even though firefighting exists as an honored profession, house fires still occur. Scientists, being human, are liable to make mistakes. They bring human biases to the table as well. Science is a set of methods, safeguards, and tools designed to help in the quest for increasing our knowledge of the natural world. One set of tools in this toolbox are built-in safeguards designed to eliminate or at least greatly reduce the corrupting effect of human weaknesses like cognitive biases and logical fallacies that can slow the growth of progress and learning. One of the most common of these cognitive biases is known as confirmation bias. As imperfect humans, we often would rather win an argument, whether or not we are actually right, than use the tools of logic and debate to get closer to the truth. As a result, when presented with information, we tend to remember the information when it supports what we believe, and to ignore or forget it when it supports the opposite argument. That's confirmation bias. Don't misunderstand me here. I'm not talking about a malevolent frame of mind where we are consciously aware of contradictory evidence and then gleefully reject it, although there are plenty of people who do this. No, what I'm referring to here happens below the conscious level. Confirmation bias is one of many forms of self-deception. We are all prone to confirmation bias, no matter what political, ideological, or religious position we may take. Here's the really insidious part. Even knowing that you are prone to confirmation bias is not enough. It helps lead to much more disciplined thinking, but even allowing for that, we are still regularly guilty of this bias. Realizing this sobering fact should lead us to a profound sense of humility in the face of our weakness. It also leads to practical solutions, like recording all data, no matter what conclusion it may support. This understanding also helps scientists design better experiments and studies. A properly designed experiment, for example, a double-blind one, is structured to prevent biases from creeping in and corrupting the results. There is a set of ancient professions that has a long tradition of studying and understanding the weaknesses of the human mind. These professions develop skills for deceiving others for personal gain. Some of them use these skills strictly for entertainment, like stage magicians, and thus play a positive role. But many are criminals, especially con artists. Con artists know very well about the weaknesses of the human brain, and it is precisely these weaknesses that they exploit to make a living. One subset of con artists is performing psychics, or as I call them, grief vampires. These foul excuses for human beings claim to have powers that allow them to speak to the dead, and to fool you into believing it, they take full advantage of your confirmation bias. Most people who attend a psychic's performance want to be entertained. A few may even want to be put in touch with a dead loved one. This desire dulls skepticism and enhances confirmation bias. Picture it. The performer closes his eyes in feigned concentration, holds his hand to his head, and says, "Someone here is thinking of a woman." Many who were not previously thinking of a woman now begin to. Her name begins with M. Mary, Martha, Madeline, Megan. At the utterance of the name Megan, an audience member's hand shoots up. The psychic has scored a hit. The fact that his first three guesses were completely wrong doesn't seem to register with most of the audience. The fact that his fourth guess was right, at least for one person out of the hundreds in the audience, draws an astonished gasp from many of the audience members. This is confirmation bias in action. Most of the audience wants to be entertained by the alleged psychic. Their confirmation bias induces them to forget the misses, but remember the hits. Combined with a degree of skill at reading body language and facial expressions, the exploitation of confirmation bias makes the psychic's powers seem real to the gullible. By now, I'm sure you want to know what the hell confirmation bias has to do with the martial arts. Plenty. Any human endeavor in which personal opinions clash and expert opinions differ is going to be rife with examples of confirmation bias. Have you ever watched a video of yourself competing or engaged in sparring, and then realized that the level of performance you see on the video was either significantly higher or significantly lower than you had remembered? This is frequently due to confirmation bias. If your memory of the event is one of disappointment, you are more likely to retain vivid memories of the moments that reinforce that feeling, and to have forgotten those moments when you performed well. The reverse can be true when the video shows you performing less well than remembered. How often have you seen or been part of an argument over who really won a close decision in an MMA, kickboxing, or boxing fight? You will never see grown-ups engage in more emotion-driven, confirmation bias-fueled silliness, each refusing to acknowledge points scored by the other fighter. The only thing to which they can agree is that it was definitely not a draw. Suppose you have a pet theory. Actually, the word hypothesis would be better here, about the martial arts. Let's say, for example, that your hypothesis goes something like, "Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu will work better than any other martial art, in any situation." Now, if you have an emotional attachment to your hypothesis, as many of us frequently do, you will tend to remember events that support it, and if you are a typical human, to bring up those examples when debating the point. And you will tend to forget those events that tend to contradict your hypothesis. Suppose you really like a particular technique, for some reason other than its effectiveness and efficiency, frequently because you think it is cool or sick. You will tend to have a better memory of the times you managed to successfully pull off this technique than for the times when it failed. As I said before, we are all prone to this and other cognitive biases. The first step in combating them is to know that they exist. But that alone is not enough. You must be constantly on your guard to prevent them from cropping up and clouding your critical thinking. One excellent way to deal with this problem is to borrow a practice used in science. A good scientist, once he or she has formulated a hypothesis, tries harder to disprove it than to prove it. This turns confirmation bias on its head and makes it a tool for truth and clarity rather than for falsity and confusion. Learning to apply critical thinking skills can make you a better martial artist. It also helps make you less of a chump who is easy prey for con artists. That's a form of self-defense, too. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.